Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of All Out with Madre Satora, also known as Forever Single Mom. Yes, I am your host, Madre Satora Becky.
While I am waiting for all of my guests, I actually have a surprise guest that I would like for you all to meet. This is my 11-year-old son, Isaiah. Say hello.
Salutations, everyone.
He's been asking to come on and say hello to everybody, so I wanted him to be able to say hi and go from there. So we have one guest on so far, but I would like to wait for the other two. So while we're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and do a 5-minute intro with my son. So, Isaiah, what do you think about the Logan Paul controversy?
I mean, it's just like the PewDiePie saying the N-word. It's going to go away anytime, but he's still going to have to be punished for it. But some people believe he does deserve a second chance, but he may, but from evidence from John Scarce, he is banned from Japan.
Really? I didn't know that he was banned. So do you think he'll recover?
Probably not, because he's out of the Google Ad Preferred content camp that they have for YouTube. Dicks up like 20% of the creators.
Wow, that is definitely a lot. Well, thank you, Isaiah, for saying hello to everybody out there. And is there any words you'd like to leave them with?
Life would be tragic if it weren't funny.
I love that quote. Great quote.
All right. So I just wanted to kind of lighten the mood while we were waiting for the guests. And that is my son, Isaiah. So I understand that we have Nicole on the line. Hello, Miss Nicole.
Hello there. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm on time as usual.
Nice. So, I know that you guys just wrapped kind of a marathon boudoir session this weekend. So go ahead and tell everybody what went down.
So instead of Marriott this time, we went with the Avenue of the Arts Hotel, and it's a super cute, like, boutique-y type hotel in Costa Mesa. It's literally right by South Coast Plaza. And it was so pretty. It was really sick. We had we have 5 ladies, and then I had a couple that came and modeled for me, which I always love. I love shooting couples. So it was fun. It was a blast.
I did see your kind of sneak peek of the couple's boudoir. Yeah, for sure. That was pretty hot. Hello.
My favorite.
So, ladies, you know. Yeah, for sure. Ladies, you know, Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
It's funny.
So
men are usually the ones that don't want to do it. So, it's kind of hilarious. Which is, you think the women don't want to do it, but it's 99% of the time the men that are like, oh, I don't know about that.
Nice. Okay. Well, it looks like Tatiana, are you on now? Hello?
Hello?
There.
Hi, Tatiana. You're on live. How are you?
Oh, this is Carly.
Oh, okay. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
No wonder. I was like, hello.
is she here? No. Hi, how are you?
Yay. Okay. So we're still waiting on one more, but Nicole and I were just talking about the marathon weekend that you guys just had. What was your take
fun.
On that? How'd everything go?
It was awesome. That hotel is amazing. I basically want to live there. So if anyone wants to loan me $4,500 a month, I will take that. Thanks. Just kidding.
Nice.
It was beautiful. Cool. It was really nice because the room had wood floors, which is really different for a hotel. And it gave, like, a really cool vibe for the photos, I think.
Huh.
very cool. Well, that's nice that kind of to be able to switch it up. And we're still waiting on Tatiana, it seems like. But I wanted to go ahead and just kind of dive into everything. Girlfriend is always late. Come on now.
Girlfriend. Oh, Carly did her first nudie session during the hotel
intern. Nice.
We made it to the next level of friendship this weekend. It was great.
nothing to hide here. Yeah, no.
Nothing to hide
anymore.
Was there lots of alcohol involved, or
not as much as I did chug a glass of champagne right before because I felt a little awkward because I know Nicole. But no, it was fine.
I see butts for my job.
Yeah. He practically seen me naked play like 17 times, so it's fine.
That is cool. That is a true friend right there. I like that. All right, so we're just going to dive in. I'd like for, you know, everyone out there to kind of know you guys better, because if you haven't done a boudoir session, I know it's a little, I would say intimidating, and just the thought of it. And, you know, we always kind of look at it like, oh, my God, I got the rules. Obviously, makeup can't hide those rules. I got that last 10 pounds to lose. So how, you know, did you guys fall into that for your line of work?
Well, first I want to say that everybody has rules at some point in their life.
And everyone thinks they're not.
So true.
Exactly. Everyone, pretty much everyone thinks that they're not something enough to do a boudoir session. Like, I'm not thin enough, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not photogenic enough. But we like to prove people wrong because it's fun. But I started with Tatiana actually in the beginning of 2016, and then Carly joined us in May, right? She joined us in May, and we've been like the three musketeers ever since.
Okay, very cool. Everyone is loving the picture of you guys together with Tatiana's finger up your nose there.
That's the real life, you know? That's what happens on these weekends. We get to
right? And that's what I told them. When I put it out there, I said, this is who you get. Like, this is the real them, and this is what makes it so much fun that, you know, it's almost like going to a sleepover when you're in high school. That is just fun. It's not intimidating. Yeah. You know,
you don't have to.
We try. Yeah, for sure. So many people think, you know, that it's so intimidating. You have to be a size 2, and it's just, you know, oh my gosh, I can never do that. And so I love that you have all shapes and sizes, and somehow, like, you guys just work the magic. It's freaking amazing.
It's definitely fun. Yeah, I mean, we are who we are, so I think that helps. We're not trying to be fake and just sell to people. We make everyone feel comfortable, and, yeah, it's awesome. It's always fun, and I think, like, everyone that we've worked with has become a friend in some way.
Yeah, literally. Pretty much every single person.
Yeah.
But we have people that book us just because they see our live videos and they're like, okay, you guys seem like you're funny and fun and laid back. And we don't make it this uptight thing, you know, like, oh, come in here and get undressed and be like a robot. And so, like, we're laughing the whole time and we
say inappropriate stuff.
Say very inappropriate things.
All the time.
Mostly me. But that's fine.
Nice. Oh my goodness. So why should everybody try boudoir at least once in their lifetime?
Well, you should ask Carly that because she's done it 4-5 times. 6 times?
I don't even know. Like once a month. No. The first time I did it, I was definitely nervous. I was actually Nicole and Tatiana's first boudoir client. So we were all kind of like, I feel like we were all kind of nervous.
Yeah.
No one really knew what was like what to expect. Definitely a lot of champagne consumed that first time to get me over my fear. But it's so fun. Like Nicole's really amazing at making you feel comfortable, like posing you or helping you pose in ways that show off your best attributes and hiding things, I guess, that you're uncomfortable with. Because everyone has that body part, you know, that you're – and then she does this – she shows you the pictures kind of as you're going, and you're like, holy crap, that's me. I look amazing. Like, can we keep doing this? And it's super empowering. And, I mean, I went from –
I think that's
what
the trick.
That was a year and a half ago, and now I'm like, I'll just be naked. It's fine. Like, this is okay.
I think that's the trick, though. I think that's what people get less they're less uncomfortable because they see that they're doing a good job at it. Like, they're not left wondering, oh, wow, do
totally.
I look horrible? Or, like, you know.
I feel, because it does, I mean, I'm not going to lie, sometimes it does feel, like, awkward. Like, there was this one this weekend, and I was sitting on the bed, and I was like, my arm hurts. This feels really uncomfortable, but it looked awesome. Like, once you see it, you feel like, okay, I got this. I can do this. And then I'm sure whether it's for you or a significant other, you just feel amazing about yourself after. And everyone, after they leave, is like, I've got to go to dinner or something. You know, you can tell they feel super confident about themselves after just spending an hour and a half, 2 hours with us. So I think everyone should definitely try it.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Carly, when you're not doing boudoir shoots and, you know, hanging out with the team there, what do you do, as I say, in real life, you know, as work?
I am a hairstylist, and I work out of a little suite in Lake Forest right now, but we'll see how long that lasts. But I also do, like, hair for weddings. I work with Tatiana a lot for that, too, just because we work really well together. We have the same type of style, and I think people like that we come as a team. It's not, I don't know, it's just really comfortable for that as well. But yeah, so I just do that part-time, and then I have two little kids that I'm always trying to calm down and take everywhere. Yeah, and that's that.
Now, how old are they now?
My daughter will be 7 next month, and my son is 4 and a half.
Oh, wow.
So
that's busy.
Yeah, driving everywhere, you know, being a chauffeur, taxi, a chef all day.
Yep. A
snack chef, right? I'm a snack dealer on the side.
Oh, goodness. Oh, the fun life of being a mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many hats.
So, have you, I know you kind of transitioned last year about being a single mom. How are things going with that?
Crazy sometimes. It's good, though. I think we're finally settling into our routine and making it work. You know, they're a lot more helpful now, like around the house.
Good.
So, yeah, that's nice. It was definitely rough in the beginning when we first moved into our apartment, just because they were used to, you know, how things were. And it was a pretty sudden change, I guess. But yeah, things are going well. It was a necessary change, and it was for the best. So we're happy right now, definitely.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
now,
thank you.
Sometimes we change, and
So have you braved the world of really scary dating right now?
Yeah, actually. yeah, it's there's a lot of stories. Nicole just laughed. She's like, there's been some fun things that have happened.
Honestly, if I ever got divorced, I'd be single for the rest of my life because screw that.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna. I don't want to do it.
Don't do it. It's not
right. It's scary out there.
It's just so different. Okay, so I got married at 25. That was, was it? Yeah, like almost 26. And it's so different now. And it's only 5 years later. It's insane. So, yeah, like the whole internet dating thing is super weird. It's hard to find, I guess, genuine people. Yeah, I have lots of stories for sure. I hate that.
Every time she goes out to the new guy, I'm like, please drop a pin. I'm afraid you're going to get murdered. Because that's just, like, how I am. I, like, watch too much Law & Order SVU. I'm, like, worried about it.
I can handle myself, you know. It's okay. so far, nothing, like, terrible has happened. I've gone on dates with people, and it hasn't been, like, I don't know. They're like midgets or I don't know. They're like super short or hairy or haven't tried to kill me yet. So we're good. We're good so far. Definitely some fun
stuff,
though.
Okay.
Yeah,
trust me.
It's
weird.
Don't do it.
Well, you're talking to the queen of dating and the queen of being a single mom. I've been a single mom so long, almost 23 years now. And people wonder why, like, I've never settled down and got married. And it's like, have you dated?
Yeah.
It's freaking scary out there.
It doesn't seem like, I've never had to date. Like, I met my husband when I was 17. So we've basically been together half of our lives. And I was 21 when I got married to him, so I literally never had to date anyone, and I probably would just fail. I'd like treat everything like a business transaction. I'm like, okay, let's go here, and we're gonna do this. I'm like too type A to date. I think it would drive me crazy.
Aww. Well, I'm at the point in my life. I'm almost 40. That it's like, you know what? I don't know if it's too late to get married, but at least I'm going to have fun. So I date multiple people at the same time, and they know.
That's what you should do.
So,
good. Do that.
Yeah, you know what? It's time to have a good time. So that's the way I look at it. All right. So do you guys have any tattoos or weird piercings?
I have lots of tattoos.
I don't have any piercings. I let my ears close up, but that's pretty much it. Just tattoos.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Okay.
Now, did I see that you guys got matching tattoos?
Yes.
We got a scissor, a camera, and a makeup brush in a triangle formation.
Nice. That is so cool. So when you guys are being moms or working on boudoir or just kind of doing things, what do you guys do to get rid of stress?
I work out a lot.
I don't.
I work out and then I drink beer and eat food. So those are my stress relievers.
My stress reliever used to be to just, like, eat cake, but now I'm on keto, so I can't do that. So I'm like,
I want to eat cake, though.
I'll just eat cheese. It's fine. Same thing. what I do is my stress reliever. It sounds corny, but I like it so much that when I do it, it's just – I feel like it's the only thing I'm in control of, so it's the only thing that doesn't set me off into this, like, anxiety spiral. Parenting is hard, and literally my job is the only thing I have complete control over. It's kind of funny.
Sad to say, it doesn't get any easier. I have three kids. I have an 11, 22, and 24-year-old. And
thanks,
I always say, just saying, you know, I always tell them, I said, you know, one made me gray, one made me bald, and I got an extra kid that hopefully was my, you know, thanks, Mom, for hanging in there, kid.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
No. Mine are only 18 and a half months apart, so they're like not on purpose, obviously, but they are like twins almost. They're almost going through the same stuff at the same time. It's really stressful. They're like they're little people, and they're kind of getting to be smarter than me. It's terrifying.
Yeah, but at this point, you can still tag team them. You got a husband to help tag team them. But it's like when you're outnumbered, like myself, it's like, holy moly. Really, guys? Oh,
yeah, that's
man.
Definitely added some new stress to my life this year. Not having somebody to just watch the kids while I go to the grocery store for an hour, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's always like, oh, it's easy to raise kids. And I was like, okay, I'll see you later. Bye. Bye, bro.
See you.
I'm gonna go tour the country. See ya. Have a good one.
I think Tatiana is on now. Tatiana?
Yes, hi.
Oh, you made it to our party. We're talking about you guys.
My son has a fever, so I had to deal with that, but I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Hey. Hi. Awesome. Well, so excited you can join us. So
thank you for having kind of weird facts.
I like my listeners to kind of get to know the people that I talk to and that I work with and you know, that you guys are part of a team. And I think it gives them kind of a better view and a personal aspect of you. So,
absolutely, yeah.
So what we're doing is just kind of a round table. I ask a question and then I have you guys answer. And they're totally weird, random things. Don't worry about being censored or anything, just say what comes to your mind. It's all now.
Now we really get to be us. It's fine,
yes.
Girls. Let's do this.
All right. So the next question for you girls are: do you guys curse?
Yeah.
I always say you can't put my friend if you can't.
Smartest people in the world curse. I read.
Yes.
Oh.
But
and we're pretty
funny,
smart,
like,
so of course we curse.
There's that.
A well-placed S-bomb is always warranted. So yeah.
It's passion. It's passion. It shows that you're passionate about it.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So what is your guilty pleasure?
You start talking about
anything.
You go.
Oh, me. Oh, God. That I can think of the top of my head will be chocolate. Because I can't eat it unless it's vegan. And wine. Oh, my God, and wine.
Don't be guilty about that. Don't be guilty about
and
that.
And keeping up with that profession. Just kidding.
Nice. Okay.
I'm not guilty about anything. So.
I'm not either, really. I'm like, I watch Friends every night. I guess that's my guilty pleasure.
I'm trying to think of anything I'd be guilty about, but I can't think of I'm pretty open and out there with all of my vices, so I'm not guilty about cake is life, cheese is life.
I was gonna say cheese and bread.
Cheese and yeah. Can't eat bread either.
Cheesy bread.
Life
Ow.
Is un. I know, but I can have whipped cream, so it's fine.
That makes up for it. All right. So Tatiana kind of joined us a little bit late. Tatiana, tell me, how did you meet up with Nicole and start the whole boudoir experience and journey that you guys are on?
Well, I met Nicole on a mommy page on Facebook, actually. When I moved back to California from Tennessee, where my husband was stationed at, I started reaching out to a bunch of photographers around the area to work with them and, you know, put my name out there as a makeup artist. Sorry. And I saw Nicole's work, and I absolutely loved it. So I booked one of her family sessions. And so I went to my session. We hit it off. She was amazing with my kids. And I offered her my services. And from there, she messaged me and with this brilliant idea of boudoir. And we decided we were going to make it happen. We didn't know how or where to start. We just did it because we both felt super passionate about it, about empowering women. So we just went in and January of 2016, right, Nicole?
Yeah.
Was our very first boudoir, and we fell in love with it, and that's how I met.
I don't remember
nice.
How we met.
Oh, I have the messages to prove it.
She has them framed in her house. That's how much she loves
them. Oh, I have them framed everywhere. But, like, this was the very first message I sent her. Yes, and then I met Carly at our first award, and we just clicked, and, you know, we just wanted to work together, but it grew into a friendship, and, you know, here we are having the best time ever.
Aw, nice. Well, I mean, it's interesting, kind of, I like to read everyone's comments in the boudoir group that Nicole has. And a lot of the women like to say, well, you know, I have stretch marks. I have rolls. I got to lose that last 10 pounds. Like, what is your advice to those ladies?
Don't we all? Like, when I came into this experience, the boudoir experience, I was, well, I'm still my worst critic. We are so critical of ourselves. But once you realize that you are beautiful just the way you are. And sometimes, yes, sometimes it sounds cliche, but what matters is what you have inside. And what we do here with the experience is we try to show this woman just how beautiful we are. We don't try to change them in any way. We just try to enhance their beauty. So, I mean, we all have our
insecurities.
Tiger, you know, we all have, like Carly said, we all have our insecurities, but we just have to learn to love ourselves how we are because we're perfect, no matter what we have or what we went through. It's what makes us beautiful, what makes us strong. And clients, I empower them, they grew the confidence together. So I think it's just amazing. Just accept who you are and learn to love your life the way it is.
I love that. That's so true. To kind of keep on the same topic for all the ladies, Nicole and I touched on body positivity last time, and I love the fact she, you know, that was kind of her mission to kind of help other women to embrace who they are. You know, you don't have to be a size 2. I don't have a daughter, but I mean, I can definitely say I've been guilty of, you know, standing in the mirror and saying, oh my God, I look so fat. Like, ugh, like this is not good. And, do you have sons or daughters, and how do you express that to them so that they have a positive body image?
Well, I know Carly, Nicole, they both have daughters. I have mm-hmm. sons, but I have nieces. So do you guys want to go first?
Go ahead, Nicole. I'll let you take that one.
Well,
Olivia's so confident. It's so funny.
Oh, God. She's like my hero, man. I tell you. Like I said this last time. We're all born with this, oh, we're amazing and nothing's wrong with us type, you know,
no insecurity, right?
Yeah, the insecurities. Yeah, little kids aren't born with insecurities. They learn them. They absorb it from the TV, their computers, magazines, everything is everywhere, unfortunately. And that's just, it's just one of the things that I told myself if I ever had a daughter, which I never expected I was going to, because she's like the first girl born into my husband's family in like 10 generations. So she's kind of like, she's spoiled, that's for sure. But I just wanted her to grow up knowing that she doesn't have to be something that other people tell her she has to be. And she doesn't have to feel bad about the way she looks or the things that she likes to do. 'Cause it's so horrible right now. Bullying is like, I feel like it's just gotten so much worse. I don't know if I'm just too old to remember school being horrible like that, but like, it's getting worse and worse. And I just want my kids to be those people that accept everybody and just love themselves and not have to worry about what other people think about them. 'Cause I used to be that person. I used to hate on myself and I had to make a conscious change, and it would be nice if my kids just didn't have to go there. Like they could just continue with their innocence for their whole life. But you know, it's going to take work and it's my job, I feel like.
Nice. Okay. Definitely. Now, Carly, since you do have a daughter, what is your view on it?
It's so hard now because I feel like kids are growing up so fast. It's insane. Like,
yeah.
My 6-year-old called me basic last year. Like, what is this? they just grow up so fast. So, tell them that it's, you know, everyone's beautiful and try to just reinforce the positive things about themselves instead of focusing on the negative.
It's stuff you don't think about. Like you're conditioned to say it, like you say it to yourself
stuff.
And you've said it to yourself.
Yeah.
And you just
have
to reverse
like,
it. Yeah.
Like, just
you have
kidding.
To reverse that on yourself. It's a mind thing. It's just this mental, we have this mental conditioning and we have to change it or we're dooming our daughters to the same thing that we have to deal with, you know?
Well, even our sons, I feel like just how they view women and women's bodies, you know, you still have to be positive about yourself in front of them. It's definitely important. Especially like everyone's, like I said, you know, everyone's growing up so fast and with the internet and everyone has this like perfect image they're trying to achieve with like Photoshop and all the filters on Instagram. Like you kind of have to teach them that's not real. These people don't actually look like that, you know? And just to embrace who you are and be comfortable with it.
If you want to take boudoir photos and completely change the way you look, we're not the right people for you.
Not at all.
We just we use what you have, you know, like we enhance what you have. I always tell people, I laugh at them and they think I'm joking, but I've been asked a few times, oh, can you make me thinner? Can you thin my arm out? And I'm like, no. And then I laugh. And then they think it's funny, like I'm joking with them. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. I'm not going to do that. Like, I'll smooth you out because I got you, girl. But, you know, like, I'm not the photographer. If you want to look like a plastic person, I'm not the person to book. Like, we don't do that. We just don't. And it's against everything I believe in. It's not sending the right message.
What's the point? Like, being, you're confident in that fake body that's portrayed on a picture. I don't get how that would make you feel good about yourself.
Exactly.
At all.
Because it's not you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, and we do the same with hair and makeup when they're in our chair. We ask them, the first thing we ask is, do you wear any makeup on a daily basis? And majority say no, or basic stuff like a little bit of mascara and some tenderizer, moisturizer. So I get to know them, their personality, who they are, and what they want out of their pictures. And we don't go overly top. We don't do dramatic changes.
Change
your hair. We make sure that you still look like yourself, not like a completely different woman. Just, you know, photo ready. That's how I like to call it. Because, you know, they come in my chair, they're beautiful. They get out of my chair and they're still beautiful. So we just get them photo ready. We do not want to change them. We don't want to make them look like, you know, top models or things like that, because we're not real women, and we want to stick with that. So that's kind of who we are.
Okay, I like that. Exactly. I mean, that's a good way to put it out there. And, you know, there's only so much.
Yeah, and when we hear our clients telling us that, you know, oh, I feel so comfortable with you girls, making me feel like we're having a girl.
Like a sleepover or something, yeah.
Nice. Okay.
No, it's a little bit of,
you know, like, definitely when you're doing your job and things are good, like when you get feedback like that.
Exactly.
I think we had, what did Shelby say? She booked us because of my Facebook Live where I was getting my legs waxed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I knew you girls were cool. I'm like, that's me.
Well,
Kat, like,
just from all of the videos of us being with each other, and
us. Like, we don't try to be. Like,
we don't fake anything
that we're
like,
not. You know.
That's
what,
really
what you see online is what you get. Like, you don't. It's not like, oh, we put up a different personality for our videos, and then when you come in, it's like completely different team. It's like, no. What you see us doing online, that's what you see in person. Like, we're fun, we're weird, we're crazy, but we love our clients and we love what we do. So I think it shows.
Okay. So Tatiana, have you ever had any weird makeup requests? Like, I was just reading on Facebook.
So, there's
well, not
one
weird.
Like that.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I was just on Facebook
live.
Earlier.
We're on live right now, Tatiana. He could listen in.
Oh, okay. I got your message.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, but there's somebody on Facebook right now that she does this amazing makeup, but she actually uses dead insects. And that's her kind of niche. Like, have you ever had any weird requests, like on sets, or anybody say, like, hey, can you do this? And you're like, oh.
I mean, weird as, like, I made doing makeup with bugs and insects. My life is not that thrill yet. So I haven't had any weird requests. I mean, those are goals for sure. But as of right now, I mean, it's pretty really, you know, normal, if you want to call it like that. But, I mean, weird, not weird, but the most will be, like, cover people in glitter from head to toe, you know, do makeup on some parts that, you know, private parts or, you know, just different things, but not nothing weird, but just out of the ordinary, maybe.
Glitter.
See, Nicole, I told you she would do bedazzle boobies.
Bedazzle boobies. That was fun. I will bedazzle boobies anytime.
We were trying to think of ideas.
Yeah,
I need to do a tattoo shoot.
Not yet.
Whoa. That's awesome.
No bedazzling. If you need them all, I'll do it.
Oh, I love it. Oh, so are you girls, are you late night owls or are you crack of dawn? Do you try to get up before the kids?
Oh, no.
No, my kids
are up at 3:30 today.
Oh, nope. My God.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. That was fun.
I have been a late owl for my entire life. Most of the time, like before I had kids, I'd be up until 4 a.m. and sleep until 11 a.m. because YOLO. I realized a couple weeks ago that I am no longer productive at nighttime because after a day with my children, all I want to do is sit on the couch and watch Friends. And I can't do that because I need to work. So I started waking up this week at 5 o'clock in the morning. So it worked. Yesterday was great. And then today, my kids decided they heard me for some reason, which I'm quiet, but they heard me. And they were up eating and making messes, so it was not off to a good start today.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm a night owl as well. I stay up as late as possible. That's kind of like my time where I get to hang out with my husband. I get to work on marketing, social media posts. That's when I get to focus on, you know, my business and also my marriage. So we stay up late, pretty late every night. I mean, and we wake up pretty early. What am I saying?
You know what she means?
There was like an awkward silence right there.
We all know. Right,
everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
And I don't wake up early unless I'm forced to. So, yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get any more than this. Like, we're three tired moms trying to make it happen.
Yeah,
exactly.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
I get one sleep-in day a week, and I take advantage.
There you go. Very nice. So what are the goals for 2018 for all of you?
Survive.
We have separate goals.
Yeah.
We have separate goals and combined goals. So I'll let one of you guys start because I talk more than you do.
I haven't really written anything down. I'm terrible about this. For myself, I guess I just want to be financially stable for my kids because, like you said, my divorce is pretty recent. So that's definitely been my biggest struggle, I guess. That's my main one. And being more present for my kids as well.
Mm. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, kind of similar to Carly's goals. We have so much things that we want to achieve this year, you know, as a team, the three of us individually and with my husband. This year we want to travel. That's what we said with my husband. We want to travel. We want to meet new people, learn about different cultures that our babies are not babies anymore. Want to take advantage of that. And, you know, keep growing in my career, being able to go back to what I love doing, which is editorial and film and TV. So, you know, trying to get my my foot on in the industry again, and you know, just have a blast, have fun, and enjoy my babies and my best friends that I get to work with, which is awesome.
Nice. Okay. Nicole.
Oh, that's me. My turn. travel is a big one for me this year. Anybody that follows me anywhere on social media knows how travel crazy I am right now. I've got like super wanderlust. I'm turning 30 this year, so most people are afraid of 30, but I'm like super excited about it. I'm really, really stoked to be 30 because I've heard that 30s are your best decade. So I have so many goals, like we don't even have enough time for this. But my main one, obviously, travel, and then I'm going to do a lot more family stuff, like, you know, just weekends or day trips. And business-wise, I want to hit 6 figures this year, and I'm going to because I'm going to manifest it. Yes. So that's where I am at.
Very cool.
Yay.
I believe if you put it out there in the universe that sometimes the universe answers. So, you know, that it's all about goals. That is awesome. So let's see. We have time for a little bit. One more question, I think. What is the worst or weirdest food that you've guys eaten?
Oh, man. You guys are going to love my story.
I'm going to say we played that bamboozled game at Tatiana's house, and that was the most horrific thing. The most horrific thing ever. And I'm not ever playing again.
Don't say never, because you played it.
I know, and I
didn't swallow
it. I bit into it, and it was barf, and I could not even know. I was like, I'm done. I'm not eating this. And then, and then I had to drink too much after that. So
that one was
New Year's.
That was disgusting.
That game was bad for me because I think I was sick when we played that game, so I didn't taste anything. Like, I was like, oh, this is chocolate pudding. And Dan was like, no, that smells like dog food. Well, I can't taste it, so.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Well,
that was
you
horrific.
Too need to live a little bit more if that was the worst thing you've ever eaten.
No. I went to, when we were in England visiting my husband's family, his grandma cooked something, and I can't remember what it was called, but it ended up being like something really, it wasn't haggis, because I know what that is. I would have never tried it because I want to live. But she had me try it, and then she's like, oh yeah, that's blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want to be rude right now because you're my husband's grandma, but I got to go throw up right now. So I'm going to go puke, but cool.
No offense.
Now, do I dare ask, what is Hagga Bagga?
What's Hagga Bagga?
Do I dare ask what that was? Was it like an intestines kind of thing?
Oh, what's it called?
The dish that. Yes.
Haggis is like sheep intestines or something. It's a Scottish dish. Like, it's a Scottish delicacy. But my husband's English, so he would never try that either. He had me try spotted dick. It's called spotted dick. And I was like, oh, I'm 12. I'm like, I can't eat that. And he's like, it's really good. I'm like, I'm not eating that just because of the name.
Well, I'm from Ecuador, so one of our like traditional food, it's called tripa miski, which is pretty much fried intestines, and it's the yummiest thing ever.
it is
super yummy. I mean, it's different, it's out there, but it's yummy. But the thing that I have tasted or eaten, as the word is, it wasn't by choice, obviously. I trusted my grandpa when he's like, oh, try this. These are yummy. So I was like, okay. So I ate it. And after that, I found out there were chicken testicles.
Oh! No.
Yeah. Okay, that was an experience right there.
Oopsie.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't good at all.
But were they good?
Out of my bucket list, I can say, hey, I ate some testicles.
But were they good, though? Like, did they taste good? No.
Not at all. It was chalky.
Oh, man.
That was something else.
That is
every
episode, funny.
Every episode can end like this for sure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nicole knows I like to keep it different and interesting here, so I like that. All right. So we're about rounding up here. So I'm going to have everyone go, and I would like you guys to do your social media, kind of shout out how people could get a hold of you if they'd like to talk to you or book you. And kind of last words of the night that you would like to leave our listeners with. So, Carly, would you like to go first?
Sure. You can just reach me on Instagram at Carly Evans Hair. I'm tagged in all of the Peppers stuff, too. You can find it that way. It's probably easier. Yeah, that's
okay.
The easiest way, I think.
And would you like to leave the listeners any last thoughts or words of advice of, say, body positivity or, you know, come
yeah,
on.
Definitely book a session. Definitely book a
there
session.
There you go.
Because we're the best in Orange County. Just going to say that.
We're the best. I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to be honest. Okay.
I'm just going to be honest. And you'll
we're
feel
just
going to
be modest
after.
Here and say we're the best in Orange County. It's no big deal.
I mean, I would say the world, but I'm
out in the world.
So, no. But definitely with us, with someone else, you should definitely do it just because it's a great experience.
But it's better if you do it with us.
It's better if you do it with us, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I fly here. If you don't live here, go ahead and just fly over here.
Exactly. It's worth it. Trust
my
me.
Fridge is full of family.
You get to hang out with us, which is the best part of the whole thing. So, just saying, we're fine.
Well, my social media handles will be Instagram. You can find me under Makeup by Tatiana. I'm tagging all of Nicole's posts as well, and on Facebook, my business page is A Touch of Glam by Tatiana. So you can message me. I have my phone number there, my email, whatever is easier for people to use to contact me. And I just would like to tell our clients is, you know, love yourself just the way you are, because the rest of the world sees you as beautiful. Your partner, your family, they see you all beautiful. So just see yourself that way. And book a session with us because we will make sure you see yourself that way. And we take pride in what we do, and we're very passionate about it. So come and experience it for yourself. It's worth it. And we love you.
And we love you.
Nicole.
I like that. You're not just a dollar bill to us. But it's like
I'm like a little fairy, so sorry.
I am so like emotionally invested in Boudoir that it's like every single person that chooses us, I just feel incredibly fortunate that people out of all of the people they could choose, they choose us. So, but my Instagram is Peppers Boudoir OC. And then, I have a private group on Facebook. And you just look up Peppers Boudoir Peppers Boudoir VIP, and you just search it in the search bar; it should come up. But that's a private group. That it's just women in there, no creeps, none.
Very cool.
And I basically, I just want to say it, you're the only person getting in your way, if that makes sense. So you are the only one stopping you from believing in yourself and loving yourself. And unfortunately, people feel so much pressure and so much judgment from other people around us that it's incredibly hard to ignore that. But just know that you're the only person in this world that can make yourself happy. And once you realize that, then your life just sails by and it's awesome. So don't listen to the haters.
Very cool. Well, it's definitely, yes, I agree. You must do boudoir at least once in your lifetime. And so,
oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. And
thank you for talking.
Thank you, Becky. You're awesome for having us.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
you
ladies.
Cake. You deserve cake, Becky.
Well,
hey, I will take cake and wine anytime.
I'll share it with
all
you.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Well, I would like to thank all our sponsors, listeners, and of course, our network family. So make sure you stay connected to Sage Network by liking, following, and hearting us on all social media at Sage Mentoring. And until next week, hug those babies. They grow too fast. Own your choice. Namaste and good night, all.